The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off talking about the juggernaut known as Amazon. Online shopping giant Amazon is buying MGM, the movie and TV studio behind James Bond, Legally Blonde, and Shark Tank, with the hopes of filling its video streaming service with more stuff to watch. Amazon is paying $8.45 billion, that's with a B, billion, for MGM, making it the company's second largest acquisition after it bought grocer Whole Foods for nearly $14 billion in 2017. Amazon says that it would use MGM's vast library, which includes famous characters such as Rocky, RoboCop, and Pink Panther, to create new movies and shows. Known for its Roaring Lion logo, MGM is one of the oldest studios in Hollywood, founded in 1924 when films were still silent. But its shine has faded considerably over the years. In the mid-1980s, it sold much of its pre-1948 catalog, including The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind, which are now owned by Warner Brothers. Amazon, founded in 1995 as an online bookstore, has become a $1.6 trillion behemoth that does a little bit of everything. It has a delivery business network that gets orders to people in 2 days or sooner, sells inhalers and insulin, has a cloud computing business that powers the apps of Netflix and McDonald's, and has plans to send more than 3,200 satellites into space to beam internet service to Earth. All right, big deal for Amazon. Carolina Music Festivals, we've got a list here for today, and I believe most of these are on, but of course you always need to check locally to see if they are holding the festival. We'll start out with June 4th and 5th. It's the Bluegrass and Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Mount Airy. June 4th through the 6th, it's Ocracoke Festival, or Okra Folk Festival, on Ocracoke Island. It's being held this year at Berkeley Manor. June 5th, Mondo Roots. That's in Clayton, and the event is held in downtown Clayton. Could not find an update, but so this one is questionable. You'll have to check with the town. June 10th through the 12th, Cherokee Bluegrass Festival in Cherokee. June 11th through the 13th, currently scheduled Grover Fest in Union Grove, but again, could not find an updated web page. June 12th, Depot District Music Fest in Lexington at Breeden Insurance Amphitheater. June 12th, another questionable one, Sirens on the Mountain. That's in the community of Todd up in the mountains. June 12th, Bluff Mountain Festival. This is a virtual event from Hot Springs. June 17th through the 19th, Willow Oak Park Bluegrass Festival in Roxborough. June 25 and 26, Cape Fear Blues Festival in Wilmington at the Rusty Nail and Finkelstein Music. June 25 through 27, Ash Jam Festival in Fletcher at the Western North Carolina Ag Center. Same dates, 25th through the 27th, State Annual Singing Convention in Benson. June 26th, Shagging at the Rock. This is in Blowing Rock, at the Blowing Rock. June 26th through July 31st, the Eastern Music Festival, Greensboro and Points West. It's held at Guilford College and other venues. June 27th, Singing on the Mountain. This is in Linville, Grandfather Mountain, and could not find an updated web page on it definitely being held, so check before going. July 2nd through the 31st, an Appalachian Summer Festival in Boone. This is held at Appalachian State and nearby venues. For the July 4th weekend, Festival for the Eno. This is at West Point on the Eno City Park in Durham. All right, let's check the lineup for Raleigh Little Theater. They're out with their 2021-2022 schedule. But first, the end of this season, June 10th through the 20th, it's The Mountaintop. A gripping reimagination of events the night before the assassination of the civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. On April 3rd, 1968, after delivering one of his most memorable speeches, an exhausted Dr. King retires to his room at the Lorraine Motel while a storm rages outside. When a mysterious stranger arrives with surprising news, King is forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. All right, I told you about the new season coming up. Here is what's scheduled currently. July 23rd through the 31st, As You Like It. This production takes you into the forest of Arden for a site-specific outdoor production of William Shakespeare's As You Like It. That's at Raleigh Little Theater, July 23rd through the 31st. Coming up in August, the 12th through the 18th, Beehive, the 60s musical. September 17th through October 3rd, The Velocity of Autumn. October 23rd through the 31st, Elephant and Piggy's We Are in a Play. February 4th through the 20th next year, Pride and Prejudice. March 18th through the 27th, 2022, Junie B. Jones is Not a Crook. And the schedule is wrapped up for the season, June 3rd through the 19th of next year, In the Heights. And this is a musical from Lin-Manuel Miranda. Checking out a couple of the clubs in downtown Raleigh, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Some of the events, there are two shows in one night, 7:30 and 9:30, but all of the concerts are subject to change. Thursday, June 3rd, it's Deshawn and Soul at 8. Friday, June 4th, Keola with Air Park and Kirby Seibert at 9. And let me correct there, that is Keola. Saturday, June 5th, Kamara Thomas, one show, 7:30. Saturday, June 5th, Rasta with 3 a.m., K. Mohija, Rome Jeter, Madam Trauma, Kasim, and more. That show starts at 10:30. Then Thursday, June 10th, Shrub B with the Moon Unit. That starts at 8. Friday, June 11th, Better Off Dead, tribute to Grateful Dead, show at 8:30. Saturday, June 12th, Charlie Lowry. Sunday, June 13th, Bad Cameo with Wake Moody at 7:30. Thursday, June 17th, Tropodelic at 8. June 18th, which is a Friday, Solar Bear at 9. Saturday, June 19th, Pie Face Girls and Vacant Company at 9. Wednesday, June 23rd, Kevin Powers with Ducey Gold, Pyrex Price, and Jonah Rain. This is an all-ages show. It starts at 7:30. Thursday, June 24th, Mike Dillon and Punkadelic featuring Nikki Glaspie and Brian Haas, and that starts at 9. Friday, June 25th, Shame Gang album release at 9. Saturday, June 26th, Beggar's Banquet. It's a Rolling Stones tribute with a vinyl rock tribute. That all starts at 8. And finally, Sunday, June 27th, Matt Heckler with Jeff Loops. That starts at 7:30. At the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, Saturday, June 5th, Third Eye, which is a tribute to Tool, 7 and 10:30. Friday, June 11th, Pinkest Floyd, which, as you might expect, is a tribute to Pink Floyd, 8:30. Saturday, June 12th, Glide, Stone Temple Pilots tribute, and Siamese Dream, Smashing Pumpkins tribute. Concert starts at 8:30. Thursday, June 17th, Atlians at 9:30. June 18th, that's, of course, Friday night, Town Mountain at 8:30. Saturday, June 19th, Duck with Unica Prong and Les Brooks at 8:30. Wednesday, June 23rd, Bad Fish, tribute to Sublime 20-year anniversary tour. Friday, June 25th, Barefoot Manor at 8:30. And finally, Saturday, June 26th, it's the Dune Dogs at 8:30. Once again, keep in mind, as with all events these days, that yes, they are scheduled. That does not necessarily mean the schedule will be adhered to. So please check the various venues that you want to go to make sure of what the schedule is. All right, at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8 unless noted. Saturday, June 5th, Steve Saoki. Saturday, July 10th, Little Duval at 7. Friday, July 23rd, Club Worldwide Summer Bash featuring DJ Young at 11 o'clock. And that's at the Ritz through the end of July so far. Okay, the Metropolitan Opera continues to stream free encore presentations every night during the pandemic from the Live and HD series on their website, metopera.org. Each stream becomes available at 7:30 Eastern Time and remains accessible for on-demand viewing until 6:30 the following evening. For details, again, check the website, metopera.org. DPAC, of course, a.k.a. Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham. The schedule there starts on Saturday, August 7th. Get the Lead Out. Wednesday, August 11th, Styx. Saturday, August 21st, Britt Floyd, which with Echoes. Britt Floyd is called by some the world's greatest Pink Floyd show. Thursday, September 30th, Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Tour. Tuesday through Sunday, October 5th through the 10th, the band's Visit. Sunday, October 17th, America, their 50th anniversary tour. And, of course, their signature song, A Horse with No Name. Tuesday through Sunday, October 19th through the 24th, Tootsie. Then we have a Friday, October 29th, arrival from Sweden, the Music of ABBA. Wednesday, November 3rd, Camp, the band. Thursday, November 4th, Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2021. Go Big or Go Home. Saturday, November 6th, Straight No Chaser, back in the High Life Tour 2021. Tuesday, November 9th through Sunday, November 14th, Escape to Margaritaville. And as you might expect, Jimmy Buffett Classics fill the show. Thursday, November 18th, a conversation with Stacey Abrams. Friday and Saturday, November 19 and 20, Watch House, which formerly was Mandolin Orange. Friday and Saturday, November 27 and 28, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Tuesday, December 7th through Sunday, December 12th, Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. Then Tuesday through Sunday, December 28th through January 2nd, A Christmas Story, The Musical. Switching to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Saturday, June 5th, Young People's Concert Matinee, Carnival of the Animals. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Thursday, June 10th, Fireside Collective with Graham Sharp, blending the characteristic interplay of bluegrass instrumentation and harmonies with strong original material and exuberant energy. Fireside Collective has drawn on folk, blues, funk, and a wide variety of bluegrass sounds to create a distinctive body of work that's all their own. This is at Memorial Auditorium, Thursday, June 10th. June 11th, Friday night, an R-rated magic show at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, June 12th, Cirque de la Symphony. This is a streaming event, two shows, 3 and 8 o'clock. Thursday, June 17th, Amethyst Kia with Alexa Rose. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Wednesday, July 7th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. Of course, Teresa is the star of the hit TLC show, Long Island Medium. Friday, July 9th, Molly Tuttle in Memorial Auditorium. Friday through Sunday, July 23rd through the 25th, Clue, the high school edition, Carolina Youth Theater, based, of course, on the iconic 1985 Paramount movie, which was inspired, of course, by the classic Hasbro board game, Clue. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday through Sunday, July 27th through August 1st, Songs for a New World. This is from the North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, August 6th, it's Who's Live Anyway? This is 90 minutes of hilarious improvised comedy and song, all based on audience suggestions. Sunday, September 12th, it's Boney James, Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 2nd, Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia, Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 2nd as well, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus Live. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday through Sunday, October 12th through the 17th, 9 to 5, North Carolina Theater, of course, based on the hilarious hit film 9 to 5. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Also at Memorial Auditorium, Friday, October 22nd, Gilberto Santa Rosa. Friday, November 5th through Sunday, November 14th, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, North Carolina Theater event. One of the greatest jazz singers of all time intimately shares her loves and her losses. Set in a small bar in Philadelphia, 1959, Lady Day recounts the life of Billie Holiday, and this is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, November 6th, it is Ben Folds. And let me see, coming up in February, Tuesday through Sunday, February 8th through the 13th next year, Fun Times with Sister Act. This is North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Okay, Band Together and United Way of the Greater Triangle have announced a benefit concert this fall in downtown Raleigh. This year's event, dubbed Comeback Fest, is going to be held October 23rd at Red Hat Amphitheater and feature funk soul trio Kruger Band, soul revivalist Lee Fields and The Expressions, and legendary hip-hop MC Big Daddy Kane. Tickets are on sale. All profits from the show will go to support the United Way's upcoming slate of nonprofit partners and Band Together's local nonprofit recipients from the past 20 years. Alrighty, a couple of movie screenings going on in the Raleigh area. The Candid Yams Kickback movie experience is going to have a curated black movie series. Most of it has already occurred. This is at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Two events left on the schedule. June 17th, it's Loving. And then on June 25th, Creed 2. All the movies are PG-13. All guests will be required to wear masks and socially distance while sitting in the stadium seats. The cost is $10 per person, and kids under 10 get in free. Town of Garner is also having an outdoor screening. The Black Panther, June 11th, at Lake Benson Park. Tickets are free, but you have to pre-register because spaces are limited. More information available by visiting Garner's website events page. Raleigh Improv. Time for a few laughs. That's Raleigh Improv is on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday through Saturday, June 3rd through the 5th, it's Maz Jobrani. You've likely seen Maz in a number of TV shows, including Superior Donuts on CBS. Friday through Sunday, June 11th through the 13th, Red Grant. Chances are you have witnessed his outlandish comedy routine on BET's Comic View. Or maybe if you're lucky, you'll catch him performing at an area comedy club as well. Thursday, June 17th, it's Mike Marino, affectionately known to millions of his fans worldwide as New Jersey's Bad Boy. Friday through Sunday, Ian Bagg. Ian's the only known comic to have worked for famed director, producer Judd Apatow and not become a multi-billionaire. Thursday through Saturday, June 24th through the 26th, Craig Shoemaker. What comedian do you know that has two Emmys, appeared on Broadway, and was voted Best Male Stand-Up at the American Comedy Awards? Well, that's Craig Shoemaker. Thursday through Saturday, July 1st through the 3rd, Southern Mama and M Comedy Show. Wednesday, July 7th, Dustin Nickerson. And all shows at Raleigh Improv are rated 18+, unless noted. Checking out the lineup at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, June 2nd, J.F. Harris, a stand-up comic and writer. You may have seen him on The Late Late Show with James Corden or Bill Burr's The Ringers on Comedy Central. Thursday through Saturday, June 3rd through the 5th, Pat McGann, quickly rising as one of the sharpest stand-ups in the comedy world. Sunday, June 6th, it's Andrew Ruddick and Winston Hodges. Andrew's a regular performer at several comedy clubs around the country. Winston has worked comedy clubs up and down the East Coast and is known for his southern charm and edgy wit. Thursday through Sunday, June 10th through the 13th at Goodnight's, Bruce Bruce. The mighty Bruce Bruce is an unstoppable comedic force and one of America's favorite joke tellers. Friday and Saturday, June 18 and 19, it is Michael Blackson, a.k.a. the African King of Comedy. More than just an American comedy favorite, he's a global stand-up phenomenon born in Ghana. Wednesday, June 23rd, Mark Brady. He's a Raleigh native and former winner of North Carolina's Funniest Person contest. Then Friday through Sunday, June 25th through the 27th, Sam Morril. Sam is a fast-rising stand-up comedy and one of the best joke writers. He's a regular on Comedy Central's This Week at the Comedy Cellar. Then, let me see, Thursday through Saturday, July 1st through the 3rd, Darren Brand, affectionately known as Big Daddy, went to college at North Carolina A&T State University. He was also on MTV's hit series Wildin' Out for over 6 seasons. Again, all shows 18+ and less noted. Reminder, the World of Bluegrass is here for another run. The event is set for September 28th through October 2nd this year. World of Bluegrass Festival, by the way, is the largest free urban bluegrass festival in the world. That's the World of Bluegrass events coming up this year's event, September 28th through October 2nd. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.